In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. In our modern celebrations of Christmas, we've become deeply attached to imagery of home. The warmth of a crackling fire, twinkling lights, family gathered around tables laden with food, a beautiful tree. Home is at the center of how we think of Christmas in modern times, and it has a particularly Scandinavian kind of feel to it. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but that's what we imagine. And there's truth in this, even if it is somewhat fabricated, right? Christmas is indeed about God making God's home among us through Christ. Yet when we turn to Matthew's gospel reading today, we discover a profound paradox. So many in the Christmas story must leave their homes in order to find or follow him. In Matthew's version of this gospel in particular, the path to encountering divine presence runs not through the security of hearth and home, but through the vulnerability of displacement and exile. First, we hear about the Magi, those mysterious travelers from the distant east, these scholars of the heavens. They perceived in the night sky a cosmic announcement that a king was born who would change the world's destiny. Their journey required, however, leaving everything familiar and comfortable, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles across desert and mountain, through foreign territories, exposed to bandits and elements. That's what Matthew imagines for the Magi, all of this in pursuit of something they did not fully understand. But perhaps even more challenging than leaving home for them was what else they had to leave behind. Their understanding of the way the world works. Everything their education and experience had offered them, had taught them, would lead them to believe that people who change the world reside in palaces, surrounded by power and wealth. We see that this is their worldview because that's where they go. They go to Herod's palace looking for this newborn king. But from there, they are pointed instead, led to an unremarkable stable in Bethlehem where a young woman has laid her newborn child not in a royal cradle encrusted with jewels, but in a feeding trough for animals. God's way scrambles their understanding. Next in Matthew's story, we hear that an angel appears to Joseph with urgent instructions. Flee immediately to Egypt because King Herod, consumed by a jealous rage, has ordered the slaughter of every male child under two in Bethlehem. If Jesus is to survive, Joseph learns the Holy Family must become refugees. Mary and Joseph had already been uprooted once, forced to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem for the Roman census. They had already tasted displacement, and now with a newborn infant, they must flee in the night, journeying to a foreign land where they will be strangers. The destination itself must have seemed cruel. Egypt, of all places, where their ancestors had been enslaved, where they had cried out for deliverance. Yet this is where God directs Joseph to find sanctuary for the Messiah. This is the nature of being a refugee, isn't it? You desperately want to stay home, to build a life in familiar surroundings where you have extended family and community. But survival, demands that you go immediately to wherever offers the best chance of life, even if you won't be welcome there, or if it's the last place you would choose. Matthew's gospel tells us nothing really about the Holy Family's actual experience in Egypt, but after some years, Joseph receives word in a dream that it's safe to return, and certainly they head out quickly. Yet even this homecoming is complicated. There is nothing easy about this Christmas story at all. Herod's son Archelaus, known for his cruelty, now rules in place of his father. So yet again, guided by a dream, Joseph takes his family not to Bethlehem, not to Jerusalem, the center of political and cultural power, the place where kings are meant to rule, but to Nazareth, an obscure Galilean village in a forgotten corner of the empire. What are we to make of all this displacement in the story of Christmas? For the Magi, and for Joseph and Mary, for Jesus himself, it shows us that the path to participating in God's redemptive work in the world means often leaving behind security, comfort, certainty. For them, it meant embracing vulnerability and releasing their grip on what they thought they knew. The Magi had to abandon their certainty that power resides in palaces. Joseph and Mary had to leave behind their dreams of stability, accepting a future marked by uncertainty. None of this resembles what they would have been taught to hope for, or what we've been taught to hope for, the peace and tranquility of our Christmas card imagery. And yet this was precisely how and where God chose to enter our world. Archbishop Desmond Tutu once said, "It is through weakness and vulnerability that most of us learn empathy and compassion and discover our soul." Despite all of our wishful thinking, God does not come to us in moments necessarily of strength or certainty or comfort, or when all of the pieces fall into place in our lives. God comes to us in our poverty, in our weakness, and in our need. We all have our own Egypts, don't we? Spaces in our lives that feel like hopeless places, situations we desperately wish to avoid. We have them in our personal lives, we have them in our corporate life, in the life of this fragile planet. And yet the promise of the incarnation is that God seeks to come home to us precisely in those places. If God wanted to give us the message that God was waiting till everything was in good order to come and join us at by the hearth, then that's how the story would have gone, right? It is precisely in these places where we feel uncomfortable that God makes a home among us, comes alongside us, and makes it home. Tutu also said, our God is an expert at dealing with chaos. He would know, I think. God created order out of disorder, cosmos out of chaos, and God can do so always, and God can do so now. This is our hope as we continue through this Christmas season. God is still and always making a home among us, still seeking to be God with us, wherever we are. And just like the original Christmas story, God's presence may not look as we imagined it. The route may take us through places we'd rather not go, We may find ourselves like the Magi, having to abandon our certainties about where God shows up. We may find ourselves like the Holy Family, displaced from what we thought was home, called to sojourn in unfamiliar territory. And yet, in the end, through all the wandering and displacement, this is that promise that God has made a home among us, and we are at home in God. So, if this Christmas, or any Christmas, or any other day in our life and in our world, we find ourselves in that place of exile, far from what we wished and hoped life would be, just remember, that is the place into which God enters. Seek him there, and you will find. Amen.